Last week we started on the topic wisdom, the principal. And we said in any educational institution, you can have many vice principals, deputy principals, assistant principals, but there will only be one principal. And so the Bible describes in Proverbs chapter 5, chapter 4, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, that wisdom is the principal thing. And so we started last week to explain the different dimensions of wisdom, that there is the natural, inborn wisdom, there is the intellectual wisdom, there is the practical wisdom that makes you to walk with your hands, and there is the carnal wisdom that makes you to use your flesh without recourse to God, without fear of God. And we talked about demonic wisdom, that the enemy can grant you wisdom. Satan can grant you wisdom, but what he gives you at the junction, he will take at the roundabout. The blessings of the Lord makes rich without adding sorrow. The blessings of the devil makes rich but adds sorrow. And we ended by saying there is divine wisdom. That is what we are concentrating on. Godly wisdom. Wisdom that comes from God. And we said this wisdom is really, really applicable in four major areas. There are more than four, but at least four. One, in decision making when you are at a crossroad. Two, in problem solving when you are faced with difficult situations. Three, in a path you have not charted before. You are starting a new class. You are starting a new job. You are starting a new project. You are getting married for the first time. This is a path you have not charted before, but the Holy Spirit is all-knowing. The Bible calls him Jehovah, all-knowing. He's omniscient. He knows everything. And finally, we said, you need godly wisdom, divine wisdom, when you are faced with opposition. When people stand before you to say, no, you are not progressing, you need divine wisdom to navigate. And today we'll start with a story of a classical story in the Old Testament of somebody who asked for wisdom and had abundance of it. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. That's the third king of Israel, Solomon. So let's turn in our Bible today to 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter 3. And we'll read from verse 6. From verse 5. 1 Kings chapter 3. Let us please read from verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask, what shall I give you? And Solomon said, you have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I'm a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge these great people of yours? Verse 10. The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Then to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice. Behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. Verse 13. I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings of all your days. So if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. May the Lord bless his words into our hearts. May the Lord bless his words into our hearts. In Jesus' name. Wisdom the principal. Every other thing can be a vice principal. Every other thing can be a head teacher. But wisdom is the principal thing. We'll be discussing this today on some points. Just note, some of the scriptures we'll read, some we'll just quote that you can check at home. First, wisdom and the leader. Wisdom and the leader. How many leaders are worshiping with us here this morning? If you know you're a leader, can I see your hand up? Maybe half. If you have responsibility for somebody other than yourself, you are a leader. Even if you are an elder sibling, you have two younger sisters, one younger brother, they are looking up to you. You are a parent, you are a husband, you are the leader of your wife, you are a parent, either husband or wife, you are the leader of your children. At work, you have two, three subordinates who report to you. You are a team leader, you are a leader. In the church, in the business, you have staff. All this, and in the community, you are the chairman of the Landlords Association or president of the alumni of your school, you are a leader. If you have responsibility, not just for yourself, but the other people. And one thing that is important about leadership, are we here this morning? Your decision will not only affect yourself. If you take right decisions, not only you will be blessed, those who are following you will be blessed. If you take wrong decisions, not only you will suffer, everyone following you will suffer. Has it happened before? If you are here and you have embezzled in Nigeria before, can you raise up your hand? But everybody is suffering. Because money meant for all of us has been embezzled by some people. So what I'm saying is, leadership is so important and wisdom is so indispensable to a leader. Whatever you are, whatever task you are given, you are faced with, as a leader, you need divine wisdom. The vision, the strategy, and the tasks. How to organize, how to source for funds for your project. We see in this passage that Solomon had the wisdom to ask for wisdom. Don't mind my tautology. Solomon had the wisdom to ask for wisdom. If it was you, if it was me, Lord, my enemies who said I shouldn't get to the throne, God, help me do them with work. Do you know what that means? Help me do them with work. Let me finish them. Lord, I need money, plenty of money. Please give me money. But Solomon humbled himself. He said, Lord, who am I to be made a king to these people who are your own people? I'm young. I'm inexperienced. I don't know how to go in and how to go out. I don't know how to lead these people. Please give me wisdom. Give me a wise and understanding heart. And God said, because you didn't ask for any other thing but wisdom, every other thing you didn't ask, I will give to you. I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, and you'll be hearing this later, wisdom has a trailer. When you have wisdom, many things will run to follow it. And so, wisdom is the principal thing. Can you say, wisdom is the principal thing? Can you say, Oga Wisdom? I want you to salute Oga Wisdom. You will come and do it here. If I say, Oga Wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Every leader needs wisdom, whatever level you are. Number two, I want to discuss wisdom, strength, and success. Wisdom, strength, and success. Please turn with me to Ecclesiastes. Really, if you want to learn about wisdom, read Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, I'll read one verse. Ecclesiastes. Do you know where it is? If you read Psalm often, you'll be able to trace Ecclesiastes. If your neighbor has a problem, please help him out. With the digital people, you don't need help. Just pledge and you get there. In those days, with hard copies, you may be looking for Ecclesiastes near Revelation. Tell your neighbor, Ecclesiastes is not in New Testament. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit after Psalms that you read every day. Ecclesiastes 9:16. Let's read it together. Two, read. Thank you. Let me read from here. Then I said, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised and his words are not heard. What I want you to underline is wisdom is better than strength. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. Just the next page. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. And I will read. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 10. If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success. Can we read the last statement together? Two, go. Can we shout it? That's from New King James. Wisdom brings success. What does Authorized King James say? Wisdom is profitable to direct, to give you direction. Okay, please look up. Many times, when you are using more effort than is required, what is missing is wisdom. You have an assignment that is supposed to finish in one day, 10 days, you are still sweating. You are given 3 hours for a paper, exam paper. 2 hours, 45 minutes, you are asking for more blotting paper. Something is wrong. The Bible says in the second scripture, Ecclesiastes 10, verse 10, if the axe is dull, you will use more strength. Many don't know what an axe is. An axe is what manually you use to cut a tree. If, just like a knife, or a cutlass, or a machete, if the head, the surface is dull, you need pew, pew. So, please note, anytime you are struggling more than is required to do any work, it is quite possible that what you need is divine wisdom. Sit back and say, Lord, I've done this work for 3 days. No breakthrough. What do I do? It says, if the axe is dull, then you will use more strength. But when you have wisdom, it is profitable to direct. There's a local adage, and I will say it raw and translate it. Ogbon ju agbara lo. Wisdom is bigger and greater than strength. Please note that. Wisdom is what eventually makes you to use less strength and effort and bring success. Number three, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11 will be giving us some nuggets about wisdom, trusting the Lord to give you a new beginning in your life, in your marriage, in your academics, in your career, in your relationships from today going forward, in Jesus' name. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. Rubies is a gemstone in the class of diamond, sapphire, and all the precious stones, better than gold and silver, more expensive, more precious. So what the Bible is saying is that wisdom is better than a precious stone. In other words, wisdom is better than money. Are we here this morning? That's difficult to accept, especially in our setting. Everybody is looking for money. No, be so. If you don't answer me, you come and pray for 5 minutes. No, be so. I remember when I started work, one of my classmates, we were having a meeting for the first 2-3 years. And we are talking about job satisfaction. And my friend said, my friend, salary is 80% job satisfaction. If you have good salary, you are satisfied, even if they use you like a slave. Everybody is running after money. If you are one of those, you need to change. There's something better and greater than money. His name is wisdom. Like I said earlier, when you have wisdom, money will be looking for you. Hello, somebody. Money is like giving you a fish. Wisdom is teaching you how to fish. You see, Solomon asked for wisdom, and God said, what you didn't ask, I will give you. He gave him other things. Are we here this morning? It is wisdom that will give you ideas for money. One. Two. When you have the money, it is wisdom that will give you ideas how to spend it. If you read Proverbs chapter 8, it's like wisdom is talking to you like a person, like a human being. He said, don't do anything without me. He said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. Are you here this morning? Have you seen some people who were very rich 5 years ago and they are beggars now? Have you seen them before? Have you seen them? It's lack of wisdom. Wisdom has coming with it prudence. When money comes, how to spend it. One, how to make money legally without being warriors. Wisdom is better than money. Number four. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 18. Let's read it together. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 18. Are we ready? Ecclesiastes 9, 18. Two, read. Just the first phrase. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. So I'm talking about wisdom and spiritual warfare. This is very difficult to understand. Unless the Lord helps you and I. When you are faced by the enemy, who doesn't have an enemy here? Who doesn't have a challenge? Please raise up your hand so you can pray for me. There would always be, as a Christian, you are in a constant state of warfare, but it's not the warfare you are fighting. The warfare Jesus already fought and won 2,000 years ago. But you need wisdom to download the victory. And so this passage is saying wisdom is better than weapons of warfare. So when issues come to attack you, when the enemy comes to attack you, what many of us do is to attack back. Ah, I would tell them that my Christianity does not have psychiatric problem added to it. I will fight back. Many times when you fight back, you leave your high pedestal to come to the low pedestal of the devil. From your white place to the pig swine, to fight with the pig. Many times, what you need is God's wisdom. You can disarm opposition. Those who want to fight with you, you can disarm them. It is not every time that you fight. Your fighting is to stand. Are we here this morning? Many years ago, somebody in my neighborhood, an elderly person, we had issues. And one day, the elderly person came to our house, of course, to fight, if it was possible. And said, I heard you said I should come and see you. That my staff at home told me, if you want this resolved, see daddy. So he came. And immediately came, I knew, yes, this person has come for trouble. I said, they said, I asked you to come. I'm a thoroughbred Yoruba man. I was not brought up to ask my parent to come and see me. If I need to see you, I will come to your house. I didn't say, and truly, I didn't say you should come. My parents and my staff were the one who said, if you need this thing solved, you need to see daddy. I said, no, I will come to you and will solve it. The matter, the cooler, and the problem was solved. I could have been aggressive. Many, many times, aggression is a sign of lack of wisdom. Are you here this morning? I wish the Lord would put in your heart what the Lord has said I should tell you today. When you are fighting and aggressive, most times it is because wisdom is absent, is on leave. God's wisdom is present, you will navigate. and the enemy will. He says, I will give you a tongue and a wisdom. Is that in your Bible? That your enemy cannot withstand or gainsay. Is that in your Bible? So he's talking about adversary. There will be enemy. But when I give you wisdom, by the time you finish, they say, Ogasa, Ogama, please pass. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Are we still in church this morning? Next, what number are we? Okay, number 5, wisdom. Let's go to 1 Kings. 1 Kings, chapter 5. This same King Solomon, 1 Kings, chapter 5. Okay, you can check that. 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 12. 1 Kings chapter 5 verses 3 and 4. Just note it. 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 12 and this same chapter verses 3 and 4. I'm talking about wisdom, peace, and progress. Wisdom, peace, and progress. Just note it and look up because I want to make a point that I believe you need to hear. Wisdom, peace, and progress. 1 Kings chapter 5 verses 12 and then 3 and 4. Please look up. Solomon was saying in that passage, during the time of my father David, he didn't have rest. It was war today, war tomorrow. But Lord, since you made me king, you have given me rest on every side. Do you know that the word Solomon is from the same root, Shalom? And Sulaiman, the Muslim name. Solomon and Sulaiman means the man of peace. Shalom is peace. When the wisdom of God is present, there is peace. There is no hard water. Water is not enough. When husband and wife are always fighting, at least one of them doesn't have wisdom. When two people are always fighting, at least one of them doesn't have wisdom. When there's wisdom, it brings peace and it brings progress. Because if you read this passage, you see that in a record time, Solomon built the temple. The Bible said he started and he finished. When you have uncompleted projects, it's a sign that wisdom of God is absent. And one point, and then we pray. Number 6 is that wisdom is unending. You can't have enough wisdom. As you are looking at me, I'm a repository of wisdom. So I don't need, it is people like you who should be praying for wisdom. Me, I don't need wisdom again. No. If you see the scripture in Proverbs chapter 24, Proverbs chapter 24, I'll read verses 3 and 4. Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4. The Bible says, through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. The revelation the Lord gave me here is this. Some people will just build a house and say, they will beat their chest. I've built a house. He said, no, your work has not finished. It is through knowledge that it will stand forever. Number 2. Number 3, it is through understanding that you will fill each room with pleasant riches for the rest of your life. So don't say, I've built a house, or I've started a business, or I've completed a project. Hey, I'm a woman of wisdom. It never ends. Is that in your Bible? Luke 2:52. Luke 2:52. And Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and men. Increase means it continues to increase. May you continue to increase in wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, wisdom and God. The Bible says in Proverbs 9 verse 10, Proverbs 9 verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All I've said now, you may think you can use your head. The wisdom I'm talking about is divine wisdom. Proverbs 9 verse 10. Proverbs 9 verse 10. The wisdom I'm talking about comes from God. And the starting point for you and I to have that wisdom
is to fear the Lord.
We are custodians of God's wisdom. Wisdom belongs to God. And so we must be in contact, touch with the source of wisdom by knowing Him, loving Him, and fearing Him. What does fearing God mean? John 14:15. If you love me, obey my commandments. When you love God and fear Him, you will always want to obey His commandment. Another scripture before we go, close to that, Proverbs 21 verse 30. Let's read it together and then we'll stand up to pray. Proverbs 21 verse 30. If you get it, Proverbs 21 verse 30. Please read. Two, go. There is no wisdom, understanding, or counsel against the Lord. If you want to use wisdom against God's will, against God's purpose, you are going to face a trailer. No wisdom, no counsel, no understanding against the Lord. Let's stand up to pray. The Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 5, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. Can you ask for wisdom as we go into this week and say, dear Lord, I thank you for the wisdom I have already, but I don't have enough. I can never have enough. Dear Lord, please give me your own divine wisdom. Make this your prayer throughout this week, and especially as we fast and pray this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Pray for divine wisdom. It will bring money, it will bring success, it will bring victory, it will bring every other thing that you need. Just ask Lord wisdom. Help me to fear you and obey you. Round off your prayers now and you can continue when you get home. Lord, thank you for the entrance of your word that gives light and understanding. Today we confess, everyone including myself, that we lack wisdom. Please give us wisdom. Let it manifest in our relationship and fear of you, in our relationship with man, and in the handling of anything you commit into our hands. Let wisdom bring success. Let it bring prosperity. Let it bring peace. Let it bring progress. Let it bring victory. Lord, thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.